With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Atlanta was the site of two presidential campaign rallies this past week. First, it was Vice President Harris. Last night, it was former President Trump.
When you see what she's done to our nation, she's wrecking our nation. The radicalism will take back our country from the worst administration in American history. Biden was the worst president in the history of our country. She's acknowledged to be the worst vice president in the history of our country.
Democratic Party delegates are voting online through tomorrow for their presidential nominee, but as of Friday, Kamala Harris had secured enough votes for the nomination.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed, but already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
Harris will soon announce her vice presidential running mate. She's interviewing finalists this weekend, and the two will begin campaigning together Tuesday in Philadelphia. Also at SRNNews.com, Iranian officials have released a statement of retaliation after the death of Hamas's political chief.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard says a short-range projectile was behind the killing of Hamas's political chief, Ismail Haniyeh. It also accuses the United States of supporting the attack, which it blames on Israel. Israel has not confirmed or denied involvement. The assassination has sparked fears of a wider regional conflict and a direct confrontation between Israel and Iran if Tehran retaliates. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tropical Storm Debby is moving across the Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. Forecasters say it could strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane as it reaches the Florida Gulf Coast early tomorrow. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some concerns about Kamala Harris.
The public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention says if Harris wins the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, it will be concerning among pro-life advocates and those who hold to biblical definitions of marriage. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission notes that Harris is the first vice president to ever make an official visit to an abortion clinic. The ERLC also says that Harris supports legislation that would threaten religious liberty. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring that consent. This is SRN News. The Army will expand its basic combat training for newly enlisted soldiers.
The added training will begin in October and comes as the Army tries to reverse several years of dismal recruiting in which it failed to meet its enlistment goals. New units in Oklahoma and Missouri will train about 4,000 recruits every year. Army leaders are optimistic they'll hit their target of 55,000 recruits this year. They hope the new training serves as a turning point as the service prepares to meet the challenges of future wars. Bob Agner reporting.
It's been quite a year for golfer Scottie Scheffler, who has won six PGA events, including the Masters. But he delivered the year's best performance by rallying from four shots behind today to win the Olympic gold medal in men's golf. He also set an Olympic record at 19 under par for 72 holes. He's the second straight American to win gold in men's golf. More details at SRNNews.com.